Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Season 5, Reunion Part 1. Okay, first and foremost, let's talk about the outfits.
Actually, I like most of them. I really did, except Meredith's, and I actually like Bronwyn's the
I
best.
loved Br yeah, I loved Bronwyn's the best. She fucking rocked that. That was a spectacular outfit.
I thought she looked beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
Okay, I
like.
thought Mary looked like she was being fucking chokehold. Like she looked very uncomfortable.
Oh,
It
yeah, I
was
forgot about
way
Mary. I
too
didn't like
fucking
that one.
high. And then I think she repositioned herself so that she could have better posture because it looked at the beginning like it was like way too high and uncomfortable for her. Like she couldn't move her head, I thought in the beginning.
But
Normally,
Meredith, I didn't really like it. Kind of reminded me of like and she wouldn't like if I, she heard me say this, but a costume, like an empress
yeah, a
costume
costume. Yeah.
with the thick like gold thing and then the fake gold leaves on the bottom and then kind of like the gold cuffs and stuff like that. And no, I didn't like it.
Yeah, same.
Wow, you know what? I forgot about Mary because she's just different to me, so
Yeah, she
that's
is. She
why. But
is. But
the other one seemed to be
Bronwyn's
more
was the
of
best.
fashionistas, but yeah, Bronwyn's was
Yeah, let's see.
yeah,
I
that's
can
right.
even show you here, but I
Um, I
really did
liked
like
Angie's. I
Angie's.
liked Angie's. You didn't like Angie's?
Oh, I did like it,
Yeah, I
and
really
I
liked
liked the
Angie's too.
snake necklace around her neck. That was really pretty.
Yes, very nice. And I didn't like Lisa's. Did you see how many times she kept trying to move that those cords? She kept going like that, and like it was just like those strings kept moving. They weren't staying in position.
You know what it
I kind of
reminds
like
me
them.
of? I like it, but it
No,
reminds
I
me
didn't
of
like
the
it.
prom dress.
Yeah. No, I didn't like it.
Fair. I like the bottom because I like always like tassels, like fringy, like rolling on the river. That's what I felt like she was singing.
Oh yeah. No, I
Rolling.
quite liked
Yeah.
it. But I'm surprised you guys didn't like Meredith. I liked her
No,
outfit.
I didn't like it
it
that
was
much.
okay.
It was
No,
okay.
definitely I wouldn't have chosen that for her.
Nope.
So definitely Bronwyn first, Angie second, and I'm gonna go with Whitney third.
Oh, you
The
said Angie
rest,
second?
yeah,
No,
Angie second.
Angie's not. Angie to me looks like a prom dress, actually. I forgot
Thank
about that, the
No, I
purple.
like it because I love the color and I like the style. I like the little asymmetrical
I thought it
cut,
was
right?
okay, but yeah. Bronwyn for me killed it.
Bronwyn killed it.
Whitney looked awesome. Heather, I thought, looked really nice too. She did.
Oh, she does look good. But that
Yeah,
one
she looks
does look
good.
like a prom dress too.
But I don't like the outfit. Yeah.
Whitney to me looks like a cheap wedding guest. I didn't like it.
You didn't like it, really? I thought she
Whitney
looked
or
really nice.
Brittany? Whitney or Brittany?
Whitney.
I didn't mind Whitney's. I don't
I
like
didn't mind it
Brittany's.
either. Maybe it's our age.
This is just a sneak preview of Brittany. I do like her hair, actually. It's not high body count hair. That's low body count hair. It's a classy lady there. You always know it's going to be a good reunion when it's three parts and when they get right into it. Sometimes they'll do like they waste some time of like showing them getting ready and stuff like that. They were like right down to business in this one. It was awesome.
Yeah, they were.
First and foremost, I want to talk about Bronwyn's jewelry. What do we think of this rumor here?
I thought it was quite interesting. Actually, I kind of believe, not that I actually, I don't know what to believe now. I don't know when, after watching that Real Housewives of New York, I don't know what to believe anymore. I think that it's interesting that the jeweler would say that. Like, why would the, or
A worker, the employee.
the
Yeah.
employee,
She's
why
going to
would
make
she say that?
commission off that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Why would she say that if there wasn't
Yeah.
something
Truth.
brewing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what I don't understand here is, correct me if I'm wrong, but later on she said that she decided to go for the necklace. And it made it sound like they had purchased the necklace. But that wasn't the case. What actually happened was they were looking at buying a pair of hoop earrings and a smaller necklace, a smaller carat weight. But it had sounded like in the past episodes, like she confirmed she bought the $4 million necklace. And so now the story has changed. And then, correct me if I'm wrong again, first she said that, and then she said, well, I'm probably not going to buy anything then. So, like, she hadn't actually purchased it, but she was in the process of purchasing it. I'm really confused on it.
Yeah, I am too. Because you're right. After that episode, I was like really envious in the fact that her husband went and bought her a $4 million necklace. And I think we actually even
And just
discussed
like
that.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I there is some things not right there. We just don't know what it is yet. And she did say she was going to post it. I looked right now to see if I could find anything, and I couldn't find it.
What I had ended up finding later on was an interview with Bronwyn, and I think it was on Watch What Happens Live, and I'll share it with both. And there was a confusing story that she said to Andy, and it made it sound even further like she didn't buy it. And we can discuss that a little bit more next week, and we can kind of make up our minds. But
Sure.
one thing that I thought was really weird was she said, oh, you know, I thought it was kind of distasteful to buy something on TV while being filmed. But she did that. She was looking at, she had the jeweler come to Palm Springs to do it. So I thought that was kind of like a, oh, wait, what? Oh, wait, no, I don't get this now. So I'm very confused on the whole situation.
I definitely think she didn't buy it because I think she was caught off guard. I think that was a stupid move if that is the case. Because I mean, she could have bought something smaller. She could have gone to a different jeweler. But it really, I think, is going to be a big problem for the jeweler and the employer, the employee who now other people who have purchased or were thinking of purchasing might think twice about purchasing if their employees are discussing their personal purchases and whatnot, right?
Yeah,
So I
exactly.
think that's
At the end of
really
the day.
horrible on that part. So would somebody be stupid enough in these day and times and with us a show that you know people are on and to discuss it and you know it's gonna come out
Yes, short
and
answer is
risk?
yes, people are stupid enough. They do all
Yeah,
kinds of shit.
risk their whole like
They
if that's
do.
their life,
Yes.
like their means of financial wealth, stability, whatever it is. I mean, obviously
Because
probably working high end like that,
not so
but
nice. Nowadays, you can actually make a lot more money being like an influencer or something like that. So if she knows Lisa, and she can stir up some drama, maybe she can get on the show, and then she's going to make more money from the show because now she's stirring up drama with Bronwyn. She'll make more money than being a well, I mean, if you're selling a $4 million necklace, you're making pretty sweet commission. But you know, at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter if she bought it or didn't
No,
buy
it
it.
doesn't. That's
She
her
gets
business.
something different. But how horrible for that employee, the sales rep, to go and talk about her business to someone else. I don't doubt that she reached out to Lisa, but I mean, pretty nasty.
You know what other thing though, but the one thing about Bronwyn though was when Andy asked her point blank about the necklace, she kind of laughed a little bit, like, oh ho ho, you know, I was thinking of like what she said something and alluded to the fact that she may have worn the necklace but chose against it. So she wasn't being very honest either. Do you know what I mean? She didn't say,
Exactly.
I
Yeah.
didn't buy that necklace. She could have come out and said, we didn't get it. We got something else. But she didn't say that. She
No.
didn't say that.
I know. You know, you're right, because when we were going on this whole discussion, I was like, well, did you or didn't you? Hello? Like, she wasn't just saying yes
Yeah,
or
she wasn't
no.
saying the answer.
I got a smaller carat weight necklace, and we got some earrings made, and I got those a lot, and blah, blah,
Which
blah.
I bet she did, but it's just interesting
Ricotta
the
finer,
jeweler doing
nice
that. You know what
stuff.
I mean? I'm still stuck on the jeweler part.
I'm stuck on her, but and the jeweler.
She must have been
Still
pretty
nothing for her,
awful.
eh?
She must have been pretty awful to that jeweler for that jeweler to be like, fuck the commission. I'm gonna go stir some shit up. I just, the whole thing seems kind of suspicious to me. Like, I don't see why the jeweler would do that. Like, I do get, like, okay, maybe if she's got some, like, oh, I want to get on the show, or ooh, I want to do this or
Sure.
that. But to
Are
like
we?
screw up commission on like a $4 million necklace. I mean, she's not going to get the $4 million necklace, but if she's going to spend $1 million, fuck, that's awesome commission. What are you doing?
Yeah. I don't know. She just threw her career away, I think. Who would want to fucking hire her?
Well, she
Nobody.
obviously doesn't care about her
Nobody.
own career. No.
That's what I mean. I mean, she just, that was just stupidity. Especially if she doesn't get on the show, if that's what you think, that might have been what she was trying to do for, would you say the influencers?
Or the other hand is she probably made could have ob because from what I remember that jewelry person or that they weren't very young, like they weren't like young,
Oh, okay. So they're near retirement, you're
so
saying?
I don't know about near retirement, but they weren't young from what I remember. I'm just going by memory here, and it could just be a simple case of she has no fucking idea that Lisa Bartle is going to go open up her mouth and say all this shit on TV, and she thought maybe she was confiding in a
A
friend. And
friend,
then
yeah.
Lisa said, you know, look here, look at the emails, you know, like that
Here, I've
could
got
be
the
the case
text.
too. Yeah. Or a text, pardon me. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, pure
Yeah, even
stupidity.
Andy saw it and he was like, oh my God,
Oh,
let's
yeah,
call
it
this a
wasn't
day.
good.
We need to have some other conversations today. Like, that's a conversation for another day. Wow. What do you think about Lisa saying that Bronwyn is her social friend?
I thought that was really fucking mean.
Yeah, Bronwyn was hurt by that. You could see because
Bronwyn
she
was
thought
fucking, like, she just fucking stabbed her right in the heart.
she was
Like,
taken
that was
aback
just the,
by that.
she
Yeah.
was. I tell you, like, she's been chasing her all fucking season, and I don't even know what the fuck for.
Well,
I
she
like
thought.
Lisa. I used to like Lisa, but she's, I don't know, she's changed. Like, some of them just change for the worse, right? I don't know.
I will say in this episode, and I'll put this out there, and I'm sure Not So Nice is going to be happy about this one. I'm still not a Bronwyn lover. I'm going to put that out there first of all, too.
Yeah.
We just like that's the disclosure. The
You loved the
disclosure is
dress, didn't you?
I'm still not, but my heart really did go out to her when the discussion of her daughter and
Yes.
then that was horrible. That was absolutely horrible about what happened again, and it was brought out on
Oh.
TV. And Lisa was not remorseful at all. She
No,
wasn't.
not at all. That's what I
Not
mean.
at all.
She's like, I don't know. She's just like, she's. I don't know. She's just not nice.
So it wasn't just the stuff that we saw on the show. There was also an extra piece to that, which was really hurtful, that Gwen's father's family,
Yeah.
they were under the impression that there was a miscarriage and there was no baby.
Yeah, which was bullshit.
And
Allegedly.
we'll put that out there, allegedly, right?
Yeah, I
Allegedly.
believe Bronwyn.
Well, allegedly, that's what they think. And Bronwyn had asked production, like, come on, don't fucking air that on
Yeah.
TV. And then Lisa goes and says that on the after show because she's friends with the
Yeah.
family and
Yeah.
she's friends with Bronwyn. And then so she runs her big mouth and says that particular piece that's really nasty. And like when there's another person involved, and that person being Gwen, it's like, ugh,
Yeah.
that's really shitty. Like I feel like, I mean, Lisa should just, whoop, zip the lips, you know, like when it's a situation like that, that's like so complicated and so hurtful, it's sometimes best to just not be involved at all. Like, at
And
all.
there's
You know
children
what? It's
when
because
there's
she can have her
children.
fights. She can have her fights with Bronwyn, and they can, you know, they can go to toe-to-toe or whatever, but like, kids are off. Like they always say that.
Yeah, kids
You
are
don't
off.
go, you don't do that. So yeah,
And when
that
and
was
Bronwyn only shared that picture with her of the father. Imagine that, as a friend, right? Because she said, "Your daughter looks just like you." And she knew that her daughter didn't look just like her. So she said, "No, like, 'cause no, you know, whatever, right?" And that's why she showed her the picture to begin with, right?
The retelling of that story did seem like Ron was trying to be really intimate with Lisa, right? And letting her into that piece of her life that if I mean if she hadn't even shown Todd, I mean that's because she I mean I don't necessarily like Todd or like her relationship with Todd, but they obviously are quite connected. I won't deny that. And so if she hadn't even let him into that aspect, but she let her in, there was obviously, she thought that they were much closer than they actually were.
Sad. So I, yeah,
Yeah, it
basically
is.
it was very sad, but I still don't like Bronwyn as a person. I'll just put that out there.
I don't either, but I mean,
I
it
do.
really
I don't know.
messes
There's
up when
something.
you think you're a lot closer to someone than you actually are.
Yeah.
That's
What?
always, do you know when you think you're better friends with someone than you actually are? And then that moment when you realize like, oh, this
You're
person
really
actually
not.
doesn't even care about me.
Yeah,
Yeah,
and then
give a
they
shit.
hurt you. They kind of and they hurt
And
you.
they
Yeah.
hurt
Been
you.
there.
Me too. It's a really shitty
Been
feeling,
there,
you
done
know?
that. It's pretty fucking shitty feeling.
Yeah. I won't lie. That's a shitty feeling. So I do feel, even though I'm not a big Bronwyn fan, I do feel bad in that aspect because it did seem when she was retelling that aspect, it was like, oh yeah, she did think that this was like a genuine close connection, not just a social connection. But I did think, and then going back to her and Todd when all the husbands get there. She was so weird. Like she's sitting on the couch and she's like, instead of just like talking normally, she's like, Todd's behind her and she's like turned around and like grabbing him. It's like, it's too much. And what I thought was really funny, I don't know if either of you caught this. She's like this on Todd, like turned around trying to talk to Andy, trying to grab onto Todd. And Whitney is right beside her and like trying to like, she's like bumping
No, I
in.
didn't catch that.
Whitney's like cornering
Yeah, I
and
saw her that
like,
one
oh my
time.
God, I have no room here. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, but what Todd said, I think she grabbed for him once he said the he wasn't happy about some of the, how he was portrayed, whatever. But the one thing that he said he didn't want was talking about the daughter, right? Didn't want any problems for the daughter, right? So he was really concerned for that, right? So I don't know. I think that's when she grabbed him, and maybe she didn't let go. I can't
No, she
remember
grabbed
after.
him before when
Oh,
she
did
was
she?
talking
She
about
did. Yeah, she right away.
we've reflected on the show and we've had conversations. And I can't speak for Toddie over here. And he's like, yeah, you shouldn't speak for me. And yeah, no, it was a little bit before, but yeah, he did have that conversation at the end. And I really like John Barlow. I like a man who sticks up for his woman. Watch your tone. But I thought it was really Todd's tone wasn't really anything. Like, I feel like that's just like that's Todd's personality. That's the way he talks. I don't necessarily like it, but I think that's literally his tone every time he speaks. Like he's a finance guy. He's like this that's literally he's like this old man, you know? He just talks that way. But I love John. Don't you watch your this whole season. You don't do that. He tried to fight Justin. He did all this different stuff. I love a man will stick up for his woman, even when she's wrong, and especially when she's wrong. And I feel like that's when he gets into even more defense mode, when he
I
knows
think he knows
he's
he's in a
so
safe
wrong.
space, though, that they won't actually do that.
What's he gonna do? Fight an old man? Come on.
I'm
Like,
not gonna
that'd
fight an
be
old
pretty bad.
man.
Yeah, that'd be pretty bad. Because I could take him down. Couldn't you? I could. Because you guys absolutely could.
I'd trip him.
Yeah. Poke him in the eyes.
Him in the nut.
I did like that one. Heather actually made me laugh on that. I don't know if you guys caught that one when she was in the when they were in there when they took their lunch break, and she was talking about Bronwyn, and she said, "Oh, you know how Bronwyn talks, just like she's on TED Talk. She knows everything." That was priceless. That was because she does. She's got an answer for. Like, I think maybe that's what bugs me most about her is she's got an answer for everything. And someone that has an answer for everything usually doesn't know jack shit about what they're talking about, or they like to think they do.
I just don't like people who like just talk so much and like talk so downly and talk so like so certainly about everything. Like she is so right. And she'll even to the point that I really didn't like even though I disagreed with Lisa at one point in that argument she was having, what Lisa was saying, she's like, you won't like let me speak. And she's like, I'm giving you options on what you can say. And it's like, Bronwyn, like, what the fuck? Like, what do you mean you're giving me options on what I can say? Like, I have to think exactly like you. Like, even though I disagreed with the other party, it was still like, fuck, she just irks me. Like, what do you mean? I'm giving you options. Just annoying.
Yeah, I
Bronwyn
agree.
haters. Yeah. I'm gonna get shirts made for us.
You should get Team
Oh,
Bronwyn.
I would never put a Bronwyn hater shirt on.
No, yours is gonna say, I love Bronwyn.
Don't know. There's just something about her.
We just give her a thumbs down. We don't hate her. We don't hate her, but we can give her a thumbs down. Bronwyn with a big thumbs down.
Anything else from this episode? Those were kind of my main points here. What do you have burning for us here?
No, I've got sort of the same information. The only other, oh, there was one other thing that made me kind of laugh, and I don't even know why. Angie went off on getting mad about being called a backup dancer in
Yeah,
that.
that was weird. She
She
Who
was
cares?
so irate, just so angry. Why is she so angry about that? I thought that was funny. That made me laugh.
Sometimes
That
the
was.
women and like Not So Nice says this a lot, where it's like they get on the show and they're on here for too long that they think that like, okay, you're a normal person, you get on the show like, oh, this is cool. But then they keep going on the show and their vision of who they are in life just goes d -d 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 gets elevated and more elevated and more elevated and more elevated. And they think that they're like the most amazing thing because they've been on the show for 5 seasons. And
They
then like,
think they're movie stars.
how dare you call me a backup dancer? Like, who fucking cares? It was
I
a 30-second TikTok.
know.
Really?
That
And guess
made me
what?
laugh.
You were a backup dancer in that 30-second TikTok. And you know what? It wasn't a music video. It was literally 30 seconds of your life. And you danced in someone else's TikTok. Therefore, backup dancer. That's
Yeah,
all
so
it is.
that made me laugh. That was one good thing that
Yeah, that was funny.
episode. That's it for me.
That's it for me too.
Cool. Well, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And not so nice.
And thank you for listening to Our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.